There, I have seen movements with some, to my shame, with some Tejanos, with even some Mexicanos, where they're either Tejano or nada, as far as music, Norteño or nada, banda or nada. And I always refer back to the back in the day when Tejano radio was everything. You could hear mariachi, you can hear tigres. You could hear, it was all mezclado.
Well, if I may,
no, go ahead.
If I may say, actually, when Tejano music genre started, it was all Tejano,
right?
You know, because it was owned by Tejanos.
Right.
They had an hour here, an hour there, even a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, they were just playing Tejano bands.
Right.
You know. And then, of course, being Mexican-American, Mexican descent, they did always play mariachi.
Right.
We still don't play banda, but Norteño came in later on. Right.
And my punto was,
but the English was being played.
Right. My punto was is that, you know, it's all, you can't have one without the other. We could, a lot of the Tejano hits that we had were written by Cornelio Reyna,
right,
by Jorge, yeah, José Alfredo. And that's what I try to explain to these people. You cannot put a barrier and say this or nada, because you're leaving out,
yeah,
a lot of it.
There's only one drawback, setback to that. And I love Cornelio. He was a good friend of mine.
Right.
I love Ramon Ayala, and I love Norteño music, you know, and all that. But speaking business-wise, when I went on sabbatical and they talked me into becoming an account executive,
right,
for first one network out of Albuquerque, and then for national network, Radio Romantica, Radio Tricolor.
Right.
Radio Romantica is international. Radio Tricolor is banda and norteño. I worked as a salesperson, you know, and I loved it. They will not play Tejano music. You cannot pay them.
Right.
They won't take money.
Right.
Because they're into their genre. Now, Tejano is gracious. We play everybody. But the other, jazz plays jazz. Rock plays rock, you know. And while it's good to be gracious at all, it's bad business, because where every second that is played on the air of something that is not Tejano, we're ousting ourselves.
Right.
You know. And this is the business side of it.
Right, right.
It has nothing to do with like or not like,
right,
music.
Right, right.
We can respect it, mm-hmm, and acknowledge it and play something by them, acknowledging that, you know. But when you have it so intermixed that people don't know what is Tejano anymore.
Right.
And that,
right,
what is Norteño is being called. And there's a reason behind that. There's a reason behind they call Norteño music Tejano. A few years back, I think it was 95, I was at Tejano Music Awards. The day before, they have a conference, and I was just sitting there, you know, not intending to talk or anything.
Right.
You know, and everybody's saying their opinion about why we're losing radio stations and why we're losing venues and this and that. And they finally asked me, and, you know, I said, well, you know, we play everybody. Not everybody plays us. They don't reciprocate.
Right.
You know.
Right.
If they did, it would be great, but they don't. I said, look, I love Michael Salgado, and I love his music, and he's from San Antonio,
mm-hmm,
but he's not a Tejano artist.
Right.
He's a Norteño artist. I love Freddie Fender, and I know him, and I love him as a brother, and he's a Tejano from San Benito. But he's not a Tejano artist,
right,
by his own admission, you know. I think it's wrong that we mix other genres on a Tejano format radio. I think if we said, this is a Tejano radio station, but in acknowledgement and paying honor and tribute to our Mexicano brothers and sisters, from 7 to 8 you can hear some of their music.
Right.
But that's not Tejano hour. That's their music.
Right.
Make it, because the new generation that's growing up, they think norteño is Tejano.
Yep.
And see, I credit in the book, I compliment and salute nuestra gente mexicanos, the entrepreneurs and the promoters and the radio people, you know. I say they're smart. They saw that we were playing their music, and slowly, a little at a time, they infiltrated and named their artist Tejano artist.
Right.
And it got accepted, and our DJs, meaning Whale and all everything, started playing them as Tejano artists instead of calling them Mexicano artists.
Right.
They called them Tejano artists, so the new generation doesn't know the difference.
Right. You know. Right.
And I'm an outsider because of that. You know, there's a lot of other reasons. You know, I'm an outsider, an outcast. You know, but you know, that's cool. The reason I can say that is because I grew up when Tejano music was born,
right.
And we became.
Right.
We made the genre when there was no genre.
Right.
We created it, and I'm not being, obnoxious about, you know, or in any way, acrimonious feelings about
right.
What's happening. I accept what's happening, and I don't blame the entrepreneurs and the promoters from Mexico. I blame our people,
right?
Because they gave it away,
yep.
You know, and then I started hearing that the venues we used to have, the Norteños have it, mm-hmm. and the radio stations we used to have, the Norteño music has it, and that's why I said, well, why shouldn't they? You know, we gave it away.
Yeah.
And when they were protesting the Reliant Stadium,
mm-hmm.
the last time I did there with Lil Joe and La Familia and Rocky and another group, Tejano, modern, that borders on Tejano and Norteño.
Right.
Limite. We had 75,000 people there, you know. After that, they don't hire any more Tejano groups.
Right.
And Lil Joe and other people were out there protesting, marching. And I was doing an interview. And they asked me about it. And I said, they're going about it the wrong way. I said, the Reliant isn't obligated to do business with anybody. They do business with anybody that brings a good proposal to them.
Right.
That
right.
makes logical sense, dollars and cents, you know. I said, the problem is not that you're supposed to go out there and protest. The problem is we don't have representatives that will compete with the Mexican representatives on a business level.
Right.
With proposals and take them, you know, quantitative information that will impress them enough to say, well, you know what? You're right. The community is strong enough. And supports what you're saying. So my point was, they're going about it the wrong way.
Right.
Because,
right.
And I say that because, you know, if I was at the Reliant and I was a business person there and I was doing the bookings and Mexico brought me a proposal that made a lot of sense, and so did the rock groups and the country groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tejanos don't bring me a proposal literally that shows stats, you know, frequency.
Right.
And CUME and everything that goes with the university of that particular radio listening power.
Right.
And all of that, you know, and why should I bring that show in?
Right.
So that's how we need to go in there prepared with a well-informed, what they call a comprehensive, you know, proposal to gain the venue.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So all of that's been happening, and the thing about it is that, you know, what I also told them at that meeting, is that, you know, Tejano music, is true. Tejano music is horn bands, you know.
Right.
But so is Mas and Rem Herrera. They're just a modern Tejano music with electronics.
Right.
I've done albums with nothing but electronics, without horns, and then I come back to the horns. I love it, you know. The Tejano conjunto is Tejano. The Norteño conjunto is a different
right,
thing.
Right.
You know, I said, now, to make a point, I said, you know, just because the word Tejano is popular, you can accept a Norteño group and label it Tejano, just because, which was what was done.
Right, right.
Very smartly so by the Mexicanos, mm-hmm. you know. Smart move. It's a soft takeover.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I said, it's like I can't take my band with horns and everything and go to the square in Mexico where they have 50 mariachis at one time and say, here's my mariachi.
Right, right, right.
Just because what's popular there is mariachi, I can't call my Tejano band a mariachi
right.
and play the way we play.
Exactly.
And that was my point.
Right.
Well, nobody agreed, and nobody disagreed with me. Nobody said nothing. And I sat down, and I was quiet for the rest of the
day. No, but that's very true. And one of the things that I've seen, and I kind of disagree with, because of its labeling. If a festival is labeled a multicultural festival, I'm all for whoever wants to play. But if it's a Tejano festival, I've noticed more and more you have headliners like Masore. Yeah. Nothing against them. They do right. their thing yeah. great. But like you said, at the Tejano Festival, it seems like they're needing Masore.
See, and that's exactly what I say about the radio format. You want to call it a review of music?
Right.
You know, play all kinds of music, Norteño, Mariachi, Tejano, English. Great. But don't call it a Tejano
right, right.
program, right. you know. You know, everything has to be in its proper
right.
Place.
Right.
And it's misleading. What happens is people come in from all over the country, and they see Mesore or, you know, Los Palominos or Ramon Ayala, and they go away and they say, man, we saw some great Tejano music.
Right, right, right.
You know, and that falls back onto what I said.
Yeah.
We are to blame for that.
Yeah.
It's our own fault.